We're up to Perek Ches, Nehemiah Perek Ches, Pasuk Hey.
It's a town on a border.
Okay, so we concluded yesterday with enumerating the 12 people that flanked Ezra. Six on the right, six on the left. We discussed yesterday there was a platform, and that's one of the reasons why we needed additional people, because it was Rishus Bifnei Atzma, and you need to have a minion. That's a little bit difficult, was mentioned yesterday, because why then do you have to have 12 people? It would have been sufficient to have a grand total of 10 people. So why 12? Okay, I don't know. And we discussed yesterday, this was the source why we have on Yom HaKippurim 6 Aliyos. This was a very great tshuva movement. And we want to remind ourselves on Yom Kippur of this event. Therefore, we have 6 Aliyos to correspond to the 6 people that flanked Ezra on both sides.
Somebody mentioned to me in shul this morning that the reason you have 6 in Yom Kippur is you go from chamer to chamer, and as the yontif becomes more strict.
That's another. There are many reasons.
So where is the reason that you're mentioning? Well,
The Gemara, it's in the Gemara, I think, exactly. In Megillah. I believe it's in the Sechta Megillah, somewhere there.
Somebody brought me the Sechta Megillah, it's Chomer.
Yeah. It has a few reasons. There are a number of reasons. The Gemara enumerates. One of the reasons, when you look at Yom Kippur relative to the other Chagim, it makes sense. You have, during the week, there are 3, Rosh Chodesh is 4, Yom Tov is 5, Yom Kippur is 6, Shabbos is 7. On the other hand, Yom Kippur we call Shabbos Shabbosan. Yom Kippur is really the most chamor. You're not just shavas from halacha, you're shavas from eating. But there's no mises bezdin, there's only karis, that's correct. Okay, so there are always many different layers of interpretation, different ways of looking at things, it's true. Okay, Pasuk Hey, Vayiftach Ezra Sefer Lenei Chol Am. Ezra opened the Sefer in the presence of the Chol Am, Ki Me'al Chol Am Hoya. He was standing above the people, he was elevated on this platform. Uche Pischoy, and as he opened up the Sefer, Amdu Chol Am, they all stood. Now, Amdu can be translated two ways. Either means literally they stood up, which would then be a very nice source for the minhag to stand during Kriya Satoira. Not everyone has that minhag. From the time of the Rambam, it's mashma, that was not the custom. They sat. And the Rambam's mashma, they sat. The whole question was that the Rambam goes, you should not stand for the Aseres Adibros. Because by standing for the Aseres Adibros, you're giving more chashivs to one section of the Torah more than another. That indicates that for the rest of Kriya Satoira, they also sat. Okay, but today there are different customs. What?
This Katnus Hadoros.
So why then today?
They used to learn standing,
and the time when Gamliel, which was who some of the new Nasi took over, they added 400 chairs to the Beis Medrash. It was a weakness. The Katnus Hadoros needed to sit. Einochanani. Okay, but over here it says to the Omdus. Omdus simply means they stood. That would be a very nice source. A lot of the things, these psukim are sources for many of the, not only halacha, but minhagim. Like we mentioned yesterday from Rav Schwab, he says that the minhag of having a bima, there's no halacha, doesn't say this anywhere in Shul, you have to have a bima. It's a custom to have a bima in the Beis HaKnesses. This comes from the platform that was built here for when Ezra's Sefer, he read from the Sefer Torah, they construct a special platform, and that's why we have a bima in the Beis HaKnesses. Here it says they stood. That would be a very nice source. If you want to translate the word literally, they stood. There are many people today, especially young people, youngsters, they stand for Kriya Satar. I know one Rosh Shiva. He was very tough with the young kids. With that, there's no excuse for you sitting during Kriya Satara. If you would see someone sit, I remember one of my friends on Shabbos, he was sitting during Kriya Satara. So how old were we then? We probably like upper teens, maybe 20, maybe just 20. And he gave him the business. He gave him the business. He says, how dare you sit during Kriya Satara? And it's one thing, you're 85 years old. Okay. But you're 20 years old and you're sitting for Kriya Satara, not in my yeshiva. You're a Ben Torah. And here you're going to stand. And I insist. It made an impression on him. He's a different person. You know, it's a different thing. Amdu. However, not all of the commentators agree that the word Amdu means that they stood, especially as we know that it was 6 hours. Not so easy to sit. They learned, it says in the Pasuk before that Ezra read from the Sefer Torah from the Or HaBoker until midday. 6 hours is a long time to stand. It means they paid attention. Amdu, they stopped what they were doing and they paid careful attention to what was being said, what was being taught. That's an entirely different interpretation. And indeed, that's the halacha. When you learn Kriyas HaTorah, you're not allowed to at least talk. Amdu means stop what you're doing, stop talking, and pay attention to what is being done. Give the Sefer Torah your full respect. That's also debated, because we know that the Gemara discussed if you're mechuyev to actually listen to Kriyas HaTorah. If there's a din, Kriyas HaTorah is a din in the tzibur. It's not a din on the yochid. There are leniencies that if there are 10 people, I'm not telling you to do this, but I'm just telling you that there is such an approach, there is such an opinion, there's such a source for this halacha, not a good idea, that if there are 10 people listening to Kriyas HaTorah, then you don't have to listen. You have to be respectful.
You're the 11th one.
You're the 11th one, right? You're the 11th. You're like in a big place. Let's say there are hundreds of people. There are for sure 10 people listening to Kriyas HaTorah. So the din of Kriyas HaTorah b'tzibur is being done. Kriyas HaTorah is a din for the tzibur. So now that the tzibur is doing it, I don't have to give it my full attention. I don't know how far it goes. It's a gray area. How far it goes? So I don't have to come. So this Kriyas HaTorah, I'll go outside. I don't know if you go so far. You have to be present, but to pay close attention, not necessarily. As long as the tzibur, there is a tzibur that is paying close attention to what is being said. I'm number 11, so I can read one of those parsha sheets lying on the table. It's not an ideal halacha. It's a dangerous, extremely slippery slope halacha. But there's a Gemara. The Gemara says this. The Gemara talks about sometime, I don't remember, Amoraim, Holon v'holuhu. There was actually an Amoira, that they were not paying attention. And he said, they're doing their thing, and we're doing our thing. And it's interpreted to mean that Kriyas HaTorah is a din in the tzibur. The tzibur is being done. So we can not give it our full attention. But it doesn't say that. Here it says here, Amdu Chol Ha'am. Chol means all of the people. It's more than just a Kriyas HaTorah. Here there was instructions. As we mentioned yesterday, Ezra was reading the Toichecha, or he was reading the Parsha of the Moadim. He was teaching them what the Halachas are. We mentioned yesterday, he wasn't reading for them Hashem Pakat Asara. He wasn't reading that. He was reading either the Parsha Samoadim, what we lay on the Shalosh Regalim, or was laying the Toichecha, because this was a different type of event. Okay, let's go further. Pasuk Vav, we'll do a few, so then we'll go back and we'll do the Rashi's and everything together. Vayevarech Ezra es Hashem hu Elokim HaGadol. This is an extremely important pasuk. This is the first time we have a makar for making a bracha before you learn from the Torah. Not to be confused with Birchas HaTorah, everything. That's the Gemara himself. The Brachas, the person's a chiv to make Birchas HaTorah. That's within the Raisa. The Gemara. I forgot all the drash. There are drashas. The Gemara in Kedushin, how do you know that you must make a bracha before you learn Torah? But that's for a private individual. How do you know that when you learn the Torah b'tzibur, even though every single person in the Beis HaKnesses has already, in the early morning, has already said the bracha of Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu la'asoik b'divrei Sora and v'harivna and Asher Bochar banu, now when you're coming to the Beis HaKnesses and you're mekayim din of Talmud Torah d'rabim, how do you know that you need to make a bracha? This is the pasuk. Ezra here was misakin for the very first time. Before you go and you read the Torah Barabim, you make a bracha asher bochar banu mikol ha'amim v'nasan lanu es Torah. So how to come about all the baruch Hashem avarach and baruch Hashem avarach? That probably is a much later takana. I assume that came. That whole process, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Hamavarach, Baruch Hashem Hamavarach, that probably came out hundreds of years later, at least. But the Iker concept of being a Baruch HaBarabim is right here. Baruch Hu Es Hashem. Same, it appears, I don't know, it's a very good point. How far did it go? Well, we know here's the Makor for Baruch. Does it say made a Baruch afterwards?
Things could have been modified.
I don't know. It's a very good point. Chazal, they it took probably hundreds of years until it was developed, the halacha, the way we know it, yeah.
Couldn't have been enough to say, Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem.
So you're asking the Gadol. Oh, so the Gemara talks about that. We're going to mention that in the Rashi and in the Mefarshim. I believe so. Let's see. No, no. Okay. So then it's going to be the mitzvahs and the midrashim will discuss it. He said the shem hamefirash. Let's talk about it right now. Gidloi with the shem. Let me read you. It's a Gemara Masechta Yoma. Okay, Gemara Masechta Yoma Daf Samach Tes. I'll read you the Gemara. Vayivarech Ezra es Hashem ho Elokim ha Godol. What's Godol? My Godol. Amar Rav Yosef. What's Elokim? Why Dafko Elokim? Okay, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. Let's see what it says in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef. Amar Rav Shegidloi B'Shem HaMefarash. He did not just say Yudke Vavke, he expressed it the way it was said in the Beis Hamikdash, the way either way it's pronounced, the letters Yudke Vavke with the Nekudos, or the Shem Hashem of the 72 letters, or of all the, we don't know what these things are. This is I have no idea. These, you know, look in the article, Siddur, in the brackets it says just look and don't say, just be mechavein. In the Machzor, the Rosh Hashanah Machzor, when you have these various piyutim, when you come across various shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, these were names that were said in the Beis HaMikdash with the highest degree of Kedusha, the Shem HaMefarash. Ezra said this now in front of the Tzibur. I'm reading the Gemara. I'm Rav Shegidloi Bashem HaMefarash. Gidlo Amar, Zeu Shenema, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yishol Min Oilam V'Yad Oilam. This Gemara is elaborating on this. Now the Gemara does not happy with this because you're not allowed to say the Shem HaMefarash outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We know that this what took place in the Rehov, in the square, in the plaza, in front of the Beis HaMikdash, on the eastern side, near the Shar HaMayim. Mm-hmm. So you're not allowed to say the Shem HaMefarash in an exposed, open place outside the four walls of the Azara. So what's going on? And therefore, that's why the Gemara is not happy with this. But the Pasuk says, Vayamon Israel Sofer Al Migdal Eitz Asher Asul Adavar, Vimav Gidol, and the Shagilu B'Shem HaMefarash, the Gemara answers, you're right, Elo Choyroa Shohisa. This was a one-time event. Ezra had Ruach HaKodesh. Ezra, according to one opinion, was Malachi. He was a Navi. This was an exceptional situation. Choyroa Shah, it was a one-time decision when he was allowed to say the Shem HaMefarash outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and that's Godol Shigidloi. He elevated Hashem in the highest form by saying Hashem's full name. Another interpretation given by Chazal is he restored, it was Machzer Atara Liyoshna. Daniel and who came, his predecessors, Moshe Rabbeinu praised Hashem with four words, Okel, Hagadol, Hagibor, VeHanoira. Along came, who was it? One of the Ishei HaTanach, Ayei Noirosav. Where are Hashem's wonders? Where is the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when His children are being exiled, the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed? I think along came Daniel and he says, why is Hashem a Gibor? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name over time, I don't remember all the various Ishei HaTanach, over time Hashem's name was diminished. It was Niskatin. It was downsized. Moshe called Hashem Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, VeHanoira. Over time, Hashem was only expressed Hakel, Hagadol, but not Gibor and not Noira. All of us now, at this point in time, Ezra restored Hein Givuroisav. Hein Noiroisav. This itself is the Noira and the Givura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Klal Yisrael can survive Galus. And therefore, they first appreciated this. And this was true, of course, all along. But it was not something that was appreciated until we stood the test of time. It's now been 95 years since the Churban. When the Churban happened, many people questioned, many people believed it was over. Klal Yisrael would slowly disintegrate. They would slowly assimilate and just disappear into the world. There was a Beis HaMikdash. We were living there for 410 years after a glorious history, and knew it came to an end. It was Churban. We went to Golis. Millions were killed. Millions were exiled. What's going to be? It's over. 70 years later, 52 years later, we have the Pekidah of Koresh. So 42,000 return. 42,000 is nothing compared to what we used to be. How many of them are going to survive? Surrounded by enemies, it's not going to last. They build a Beis HaMikdash, okay, it's going to collapse. It's not stable. But now already it's been 95 years. The Mikdash has been rebuilt. The walls of Yerushalayim have been rebuilt. Ezra is there. Nehemiah is there. Klal Yisrael is on the way up. And now, at this point in time, when they call for this great assembly on Rosh Hashanah, and this year, and everyone is coming to do tshuva, it's clear as day. It's an incredible moment in time. Incredible idea. There's an incredible clarity that comes to Klal Yisrael, v'netzach Yisrael lo yishakeh. We're here to stay. It's we've stood the test of time, and we now can appreciate that there are certain moments. Like I remember the Siyum HaShas, not this, 2 times ago. Not the one in MetLife.
No.
In the garden.
7 years ago.
Not 7 years ago. 14 years ago. 14 years ago.
In the garden, in
the Madison Square Garden, when they had the hookup with, then they had.
Was that with Rav Palm?
7 years ago.
Yes, Rav Palm was there.
That was 8 years. Was 8 years ago?
No, 14 years ago. 14 years. 8 years ago, Rav Palm was not there. 14 years ago, they had in the garden 3 times. 21 years ago, it was in the garden, just Madison Square Garden alone. There wasn't much technology in those days. There were no fancy screens in the center. You couldn't see a thing. You need mamish binoculars. I remember I was sitting. I couldn't see a thing. It was the old dar. A lot of the whole dais were from the old time Russia yeshivas. They were all alive then. Then, 7 years later, they had a hookup with NASA, Coliseum. It was already different. Unfortunately, a lot of the Gedolim were not there. They were Baruch Shem Gedolim, but it was already different. But it was very different. I remember that. It was a very powerful moment. In my personal opinion, I don't think the one that came seven years ago, and even the one in MetLife, didn't have that oomph. It didn't have that. Just okay. There were 90,000 people. It's beautiful. But I don't know, the impression that I took away.
Quantity versus quality.
Yeah, I think so. I think also it was novel. It was a different time. It was a certain moment of maturity that caught people. People had a different reaction. The whole reaction, the way people walked away from it, I felt. I don't know. As I remember, was very different. Okay, you went 90,000 people. It was a nice big event. You know, you come and go, whatever. Okay, but. This was such a moment. This was an incredible moment here in time where they came to this realization, we're here to stay. 95 years have passed. A lot has happened. A lot of tragedy. But a lot of rebirth, renaissance. And this word is a powerful word. Ho Elokim HaGadol. We're now going to restore the words Hokel HaGadol HaGibor VeHaGadol. Doesn't just mean the word Gadol, that was never taken away. It means the entire set, the entire expression has now been restored to what originally was. We realize the Nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. So we have two different interpretations to take away the word Gadol, either like the Gemara Shegidloi B'Shem HaMefarish, or the entire expression was restored. Okay, Vayanu Cholam Amen Amen. What did they? How did they respond when he made the bracha? They answered double Amen, Amen Amen. We don't do that. We make a bracha. We only answer Amen once. They answered Amen. They didn't not Amen V'Amen. Amen Amen. There's much discussion in Tanakh, especially in Chumash. In Chumash, see every book, every segment is different, and the language, the way the language is used, is different. But in Chumash, when you have two words next to each other, when there's a vav and when there's no vav, like Toiva Haaretz Me'od Me'od. Then you have by the Sota, the Amr Isha, Amen, Amen, without a Vav. And then there are times though where you do have repetition with
Baruch Hashem
li'olam amein v'yamin. Where is that? That's in Tehillim, right?
That's in the morning when you say.
That's in
from
before the shiur.
No, that's from. Okay, we have to.
I think it's
then that's divrei hayamim. Okay, so that's part of ksuvim. There are different expressions. So here it's amein amein. There's a psik in between the two words. They're coming, and quite most of Farshim learn is it's just a chizuk. It's just a strengthening of the mitzuda says hakefel chazek. The double is to give emphasis. It's not reinforcement, not to give, not to represent a double bracha. If you want to say drush, you can say amen, amen is a psik. There were more than one meaning in Hokel HaGadol, as we explained. Hokel HaGadol, according to, you want to be a little homiletic interpretation, there's the idea Gadol that Shem HaMafayrash. So they said amen to the bracha, but there were deeper, there are other messages HaGadol that now the full set of Hashem's name, Hokel HaGadol HaGibor VaHanerah, has been restored. They were answering amen to that as well. They were answering, there were many interpretations, many layers of meaning in the bracha of Ezra. So I'm answering amen to this aspect, this layer of interpretation, and they were answering amen to the other layer of interpretation. And once you do it twice, you're really saying, well, then possibly you have 100 meanings. When Ezra's making this bracha, Ezra's conveying to Klal Yisrael, there are 100 things happening here. I want to give a bracha, make 100 brachas. And they're answering amen to every single one of those layers of understanding. Or you can learn very simply. Amen, amen means it means I want to be mechazik. I remember we had an example. We had a shir about kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. So we say this every day. So we have a targum. Targum. What does it mean? Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Targum says Hashem is kadosh in this world. Hashem is kadosh in shemayim and time. The third kadosh laolam uliyom elmaya. So there are. So I was speaking to someone who was new to this. And he told me, I didn't know that. I'm not really very well familiar with the translation of the Nusach HaTfilah. I always thought that Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh means very holy.
Separate.
Very what? Okay, Kadosh means, okay, it means designation. Kadosh means separation. Right? But I always thought, he told me, he doesn't know, he's new to davening. He's a beginner. Kadosh, 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 very holy. L'chazek, super holy. I wasn't aware of the translation of the Targum in Uvol Tzion that one Kadosh means Hashem is holy in this earth, and the second Kadosh is that Hashem is holy in the heavenly abode, and the third Kadosh means that Hashem's holiness spans time. Hoya, hoya, v'yia. Same idea. Amen, amen. Mitzudas, very amen. Right? Very, super amen. But there's other interpretations. Ezra is giving a bracha. His bracha, look in the Mefarshim, has multiple layers of interpretation. Hashem, I'm answering amen to this interpretation. I'm answering amen to this interpretation. I'm answering amen to this interpretation. Okay. Chazak, chazak, that's a very modern expression. That's not something which is chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. I don't know. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, be very strengthened. Super, super, superman. By the way, who are you saying this to? Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. We had a big discussion where I davened in the parashas Yaakov Bekudei with the Rosh Hashiva where I davened. But who do you say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek to? You say chazak, chazak to the one who gets the aliyah. Big shaila. If you hear about Kore, Rabbi Mayevsky, are you allowed to give the Balkore chazak?
He's a rabbi.
What?
He's a rabbi.
I don't like it anymore.
So when the rabbi, whatever, when the Balkore, whatever, you want to give the Balkore chazak, we're going way off the topic, because you say chazak, chazak. But it's very clear. Are you allowed to give the Balkore chazak? So, me'ikar hadin, no. Why not? Because it's a hefsek in the bracha. When you say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, the original intent of those words were, the whole tzibur is giving a chazak to the one who gets the aliyah. You, the one they called up for the aliyah, you did something very great. You finished off the Torah for us. Now, in ancient times, the one that got the aliyah was the one who leaned. So he leaned, wow, you were Messiahim Chumash. May Hashem give you strength. So the one that gets the aliyah, the whole city, go to Bell's base medrash in Eretz Yisrael, and you have 5,000 people, and they give the aliyah to whoever gets the aliyah, probably the Rebbe, and he gets the aliyah. So the whole city is saying to him, Chazak, Chazak, may you be strengthened for what you have accomplished, for what you have done, that you have guided us through the end of this chumash. If the Baal Korei, so then what does the Baal Korei do? The whole tzibur screams, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, and then the Baal Kori says, he also says, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. But if the Baal Kori is getting the aliyah, he's giving himself a yashikoyach. Rabbi Isai, thank you very much. And I want to...
It's right back at...
That's not the way it's understood. Normally, the Baal Kori is not the one who gets the aliyah. So the Oilam says to the Oile, chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. And then the Baal Kori, as a bonus, he gets the limelight. He also has an opportunity to personally say to the Oile, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek. But if you're getting the Aliyah, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much. And I also want to thank myself. It's a Galechta. It's a Galechta, and therefore it doesn't make sense. So if he does it, so really he shouldn't do it.
Right.
He shouldn't do it because it's a litzonis. He's thanking himself, but he is going to do it because that's the way the world goes. You know, the world goes in a certain way. He's going to do it. So you're doing it. Okay, so you want to make a fool out of yourself? Fine. Make a fool out of yourself. You want to thank yourself? Make a fool. No one's going to stop you for that. But it's a hefsik in the bracha. When you make the bracha on the laning, you're not allowed to be mafsik between the first bracha and the end bracha. So what do you do? Going way off topic over here, but it's very interesting. So what do you do? So the ideal thing to do is not to give him the aliyah. That's really the bottom line. You should not give the Baal Kori the aliyah. And if he's really desperate, he really wants the lane, then someone else, the Gabbai should conclude. Chazak, so he finishes the laning. The Tzibur together says Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek. And then the Gabbai says Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek. However, even though those are the two real solutions, not to give him the Leo or the Gabbai, that's not the Minaka Olam. The Minaka Olam is, it's not so uncommon to give the Baal Kori Chazak, and he says Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek, and the reason given, the Poskim say, is that today, Bizman Hazeh, the Minak has evolved. We no longer view saying Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek as a chizuk to the Oile. We say Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek as a chizuk as to the tzibur. The tzibur should be mechazek itself that you are now Messiah the Sefer. So it's no longer viewed, perceived as a kavod to the individual. It's perceived to the tzibur. Therefore, it's not a hefsek. It's part of the kavod at tzibur. It's part of what you do. So it's not viewed to be a hefsek. It's only b'di'evit. Ideally, it's still better not to. Ideally, to let the Gabbai do it. But in the Miyashev, the Minik HaOlam, this is how the place can explain why it's accepted. It's accepted that the Baal Kori also can get the Aliyah and can say Chazak, Chazak, Chazak. The reason why I tell you this is because when I learned the Shabbos, sometimes, occasionally, around the corner from me, there's a very nice yeshiva, Choshev Yeshiva. It's a small yeshiva.
Teb,
and a very chashuv Baal Kori, very big Talmud Chacham, and the Rashiva, he doesn't always come, this, but that week he happened to be there that week, the Rashiva, Mark, was there, and they gave the Baal Kori Chazak. And I was, oh wow, what is he going to do? Because this is a very big Talmud Chacham, the Baal Kori, and he said, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek. And I was very surprised. So, I was surprised, other people were a little surprised. So they asked him afterwards, so he says, yeah, he knows, but this is the Minik HaOlam. And then we got into a whole discussion about all this. We started discussing this, and the Rashi was, and he started discussing this, going through the whole inyan with us. It's a very interesting idea. Okay, so over here, we relate over here, the oil of, yeah?
Play on words, sorry to disturb. You used the Yiddish word galechta.
Yeah, a joke, yeah.
Okay. The word in Yiddish, another synonym of galechta is chayzik.
Chayzik, yeah.
Chayzik is the same shoresh as chazak.
That's Yiddish.
But where did it...
Yiddish is German.
It's
to make chayzek. It's ancient. It's an ancient German word. I don't know how much there's a relation between Yiddish and Hebrew and Aramaic.
No, Mitzachei is a different word.
What you say
Yitzhak and the Zion doesn't have a Zion.
But don't you say Isaac?
They go on a pronunciation. These things. You say Mizechezeno, you say Mizechezeno.
Okay, whatever it is, I hear. Okay, but he's saying something that is very interesting. Mr. Rapport, he worked out, he's saying something very interesting, is that this idea of Ayinu Cholam, Amen, the Amen, it is an interesting point that it may be parallels our Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek, to some degree. Here it was the answer, they made a brach, he answered the Amen. But it's a real powerful Amen. And it's interesting that we have such a custom that we also have Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek, and maybe to some degree you can trace its source from here. I mean, I don't know. The Vayanu Chol Ha'am Amen, Amen, and it looks a little further. B'moal Yideihem, as they raise their hands, they did something very strange. Amen, Amen. They lifted up their hands, and then what do they do? Vayiktu Vayishtachvu LaHashem. They bow down. And vayiktu, prostrate, doesn't mean they bow down on their knees. They lay down flat.
What's the difference between Yilka doing the Yishtachavu?
So vayiktu literally means you keep your legs straight. No one can do this. You have to be an acrobat to do this. Even they can't do this.
You're
able to bend your head down to the ground.
My heart's always flat.
And while your feet are straight. You don't bend your knees. You can't do that. Average person, the Gemara says that Levi demonstrated Kida and he became didn't recover. Exactly. He became lame. He cracked his spine, whatever happened. Some terrible thing happened to him. So, but somehow it appears that in ancient times, I don't know what this means, people had a different, their anatomy, bone structure, or they were more elastic. They had some type of vitamins they ate, which they were able to bend and wiggle in a way that we are not familiar with. What?
They were on the Mediterranean diet.
Whatever this means, or maybe it resembles vayiktu means to keep your feet up. Do not bend your knees, but bend your head with your back all the way down to the ground. And after they did that, then I guess they would stand up, and then they would lie down flat on the ground. Vayihashtachava means flat, prostrate 100% with your hands out on the ground, lying flat. La Hashem, apayim, apayim means, I guess there are two different sides of hashtachava. There's a hashtachava where you're not fully, you only bend your knees, it appears. But when it says apayim, that means you're totally flat. So there's, when you have a hashtachavu, together with the word apayim, orza, you're lying completely flat. So here they did three things. They lifted up their hands when they said amen v'amen. Then they did kida, and then they did hishtachava with apayim artsa on the ground in response to the bracha of Ezra HaSofer before, which used the Shem HaMefarash. The Shem HaMefarash, the Shem Hashem, Ho Elokim HaGadol, three names. Yudke Vavke, Elokim is Midas Adin with the word Gadol. They did three things in response to. And responds to the bracha. Now we don't do this as well as that. We don't put our hands up, amen, hand, because the Gemara says that this is something which is the real way to daven. It was love, but it became the minhag umos. This is another whole idea, and something which was adopted by the goyim for us now has become hated. It's chukos ha'amim to do things in the way that they pray, even though it really came from us. That's a very, very, very strange type of thing. We have that idea with the mizbeach. That it used to be that Avraham, that all the avos, they offered korbanos on a mizbech made from a single stone. But the Torah says, don't do that anymore. Mizbech avonim tasli, a mizbech adamah from earth, and must be a collection of stones. Don't dare make a mizbech anymore from a single stone, because Hashem hates it. Why does Hashem hate it? It reminds him of how the goyim offer sacrifices to Hashem, and they offer human sacrifices, and they offer sacrifices, not to Hashem, they offer to idols, to gods, and therefore, even though it was ohos, it was beloved at the time of the avos, it now has become hated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Goyim have adopted this as their form of worship to idols, and therefore we can't do this. As a precedent for that, which appears in the Torah, there are other rare instances where we have this idea, and that was the main, the most basic idea of this is pitting your, raising your hands in prayer. It was the way, it's the form of tefillah, even time of Ezra Nehemiah, but the Goyim have taken this as their form of worship, so we no longer have the custom to do this anymore. However, there is a custom of Poseches Yodecha, that when you say the Pasek Poseches Yodecha Maspil L'cho Chai Ratzon, there is a minhag that you should at least open up your hands. And some have the custom that you should even raise your hands, not 100% like the Goyim, but to do it a little bit, to raise your hands a little bit. What? Not over the shoulder. Right? That's the issue. Not over your shoulder. So there are different levels of how far we go with this idea, but we do see it over here clearly. B'moal yideham, raising your hands. Vayiktu vayishtachu l'Hashem apayim aretz. Next, pasuk Zayin. Now we have over here something fascinating. We have here for the first time the Meturgamin. Okay, we have to remember that a lot of what's happening in the time of Ezra is all Torah Shebal Peh. It's all teaching. It's explaining the Targum. In the Targum is not just a literal translation. It's impossible. It includes the nuances of Targum include the Torah Shebalpa. We explain there are three different Targumim, two major. There are many Targumim. There are probably a lot of them. There was a very famous one that was forgotten. The Targum of Talmid HaMelech was one that was made in Greek. What was the name? Well, there was another Targum, we discussed this a while ago, that was lost from us. But there are three major Targum Unkelis, Targum Yonasim, New Zealand Targum Yerushalmi, and I told you that Rav Mendel Kasher has a Kuntris, where he shows that many Mishnayis, where we have a Machlokes Tanoim, you can trace the Machlokes into the Targumim. Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel can be traced into the different way the Targum Unkelis and Targum Yonasim and Uziel translates a Pasuk. Look carefully, they translate the Pasuk, you can already see the origins of where they're coming from, how to understand the Halacha, Machlokes Tanoim. So Targum is very critical to understand Ezra, how Ezra, what is coming to do here. Ezra is the beginning of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, which is the end of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, it's the Tkuv of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, is Torah Shebal Peh, and Targum is the essence of Torah Shebal Peh. Targum is not just a translation into a language that we understand. It's much, much deeper. It is the essence of Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what's happening now. We're now introduced to 13 people. I don't think we know who these people are. And they are now going to spread out among the assembly, among the 42,360 people at least that are out there, and they're going to translate the words of Ezra that he's reading from the Sefer Torah into Aramaic, so the people can understand exactly what is being said. So, Pasuk Zayin, V'Yeshua Uvanim. This Yeshua is not a Kohen Gadol; it's a different. He was a very popular name, Yeshua Uvani. That's number two. V'Shei Revia. 3, Yamin, 4, Akub, 5, Shapsai, 6, Hodiah, 7, Maaseya is 8, Kilita is 9, Azariah, 10, Yozavad, 11, Chanan, 12, Piloya, 13, the Halavim, and other Levim. We have 13 people who were the leaders, who were in charge. They were the Rosh HaYeshiva, and they were the Halavim, other Levim, Mivinim es Ha'am La Torah. They, Mivinim, would cause them, Hifl, would cause them to understand, would translate the words of the Torah into a language which they understand, would understand, Ha'am La Torah. The Torah here means the words of the Torah. The Ha'om al Omdam, and the people stood at their stations, meaning they paid close attention to what was being taught to them. Pasuk Ches, Vayikru v'Sefer b'Torah Solakim b'Farosh. Now this is a very powerful pasuk, and then he then went to expound. He continued Ezra. Now that this system was in place, they were there, he now read, But Sefer Torah HaElokim, the law of Hashem Mifarash, explicitly, the Som Sechel, an applied understanding to what was being said, Vayavinu BaMikra, and another expression, and gave over Bina in the words of the scripture. Now let's see all these things mean. We'll stop here with this, but let's go through the Rashis and the Mitzudas and the Medrash. So let's go back from Pasuk Hey and Rashi. Ki me'al kol am haya, the Bima was that Ezra was standing on was above the people. The Alkein Ra'u Kulam, they all were able to see Ezra clearly as he read. Then it says, "Uchepischoi." As he opened up the Sefer Torah, "Amdu kol am." Hashem pischu likros shasku kol ha'am. Okay, so Rashi here says the word "amdu" is not to be translated literally to stand, like we discussed. It means silence. "Amdu l'shoin shesika." "Amdu v'loy anu o." The pasuk we're there from the context, it clearly means they did not speak. They did not respond. His friends did not respond. They were silent. Pasuk vav b'moal yidehem b'nisius yidehem shenasu kapim l'malo. They lifted up their hands to heaven. L'hoidois l'kadosh baruch hu, to give thanks to Hashem. Kinyan shenemar v'yifrois kap of hashamayim. They lifted up their hands to heaven in Melachim when the bracha when Shlomo HaMelech gave a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Here Rashi is coming to compare this to the bracha of Shlomo HaMelech after he finished building the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, there's another parallel. There are many parallels. The parallel Ezra and Moshe, and there's a parallel here, what's happening here when Ezra is reading the Torah to the conclusion of the construction of the Bayis Rishon. There was a Chanukah Sabayis for 14 days, and it was 7 days, then on the 8th, then it was 7 plus 7, and then on the 8th day of the second set of 7, Shlomo, he blessed the people. He sent them home, but he gave them a bracha. And there they lifted up their hands in thanksgiving for all of the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch has done with Klal Yisrael. Here as well, to a certain degree, Rashi seems to be hinting to us that what's happening now is, in a certain way, the conclusion of Chanukah Sabayis. Even though the Bayis was built 35 years ago, it was functioning, it was up, but it wasn't with that same stability that they had today. Now, not only was the Mikdash in operation, the city had walls, and they had their leaders, Ezra and Nehemiah. Everything was secure, and there was a sense of security, and therefore they gave HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they raised their hands in thanks, and they said, Amen v'Amen. Okay, Pasuk Zayin, Mevinim es Ha'am, Shayu Mitargim L'Am Divrei HaTorah. Very powerful words, Rashi. Targum. Mevinim doesn't just mean they explain, they gave over the translation, it's Lashon of Targum. Al-Amdam, Shayu Amdim Al-Raglim, they stood on their feet. Pasuk Ches, V'Som Seichel. Now what does mean V'Som Seichel? V'Simas Chochma, V'Som Lashon Pol, it's a verb. They applied. Paul, it's a verb. They applied. They worked with the people that the people should understand. Ezra read the psukim and he explained it. He worked with them. He exerted himself. People should understand what's being said. Okay, now let's see the Mitzudas Pasuk Hey. Yeah.
Is this the
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. This is the earliest source we have, such a thing called the Maturim. When you read the Torah, you have the Maturim. We don't do Bizman HaZevku, I mean Ashkenazim don't do it. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, go to the Kosel, you can find different minyanim where they do it. Maybe there are Persian minyanim around here in the neighborhood, they also do it. It's a very long laning. It's a very long laning, and there are some professionals that know how to do it very, very quick. But it's done. Yeah, it's...
How many psukim did they do? I mean, there's so many different sheikhs about if you do one psukim, two psukim, three psukim.
I don't know. I have no idea.
In the time of the first Beis HaMikdash, they used to have interpreters. In fact, they even had signs that people should say Amen because it was such a
large crowd. Right.
Yeah.
But this was done by everyone. This was done until I don't know when it stopped. The practice stopped when people stopped speaking in Aramaic. But this is part of the halacha that was done. You would about Koreh, someone would read the Torah, read a few two psukim, one pasuk, whatever it was, and then someone would read the targum. And here it's being done exactly as it says. Let's see the mitzvahs pasuk hey. Amdu inyan shasika kumavle amdu kumavle amdu vle amdu. Same thing as Rashi. It means silence. Amin yamin hakeful chazek b'mol yedem b'roimus yedem l'mal v'zu hands apayim. Kolechad alpanov arts, everyone bow down on the ground. Zayin, mivinim, heim hayu mivinim, moedim lochem la'am, es diri ha-Torah shakar Ezra. These people, like Rashi, they would teach the people what Ezra was saying. Al-amdam, everyone stood al-mukayim, 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 al-mukayim. Okay, now it comes to very important. The next words of it by Yikru, Ezra, read what's alaymar, shamu kol akuya. They listened. It means Ezra is reading. As he's reading, the people are listening. Ki Ezra levad hayakarei mefarash. What does it mean mefarash explicitly? Kriya mifureshes lodas ulohavin ma shenemar ba. It doesn't just mean that he read the words. He clearly explained what the pasuk means. V'som sechel kamo sichlam ratzel loymar nasnu libam. The people apply themselves lahaskil amitas ho'inyan. Very powerful words. The truth, not just okay. I hear what it says, but I disagree. I'm my own man. You know, I'll go to a lecture. I have my own credentials. I don't necessarily agree with what the teacher has to say. That was not the attitude. The attitude was, whatever it says, we have emuna pshuta, this is the 100% MS. And they apply themselves to understand the MS. Lahaskalan mita so inyin, the hiskiloi lohovin the mikra, and they apply themselves to understand what it says in the mikra. Now, there's a very, very famous Gemara. In Masechta Megillah, you can't read this pasuk without going to the Gemara. Vayikru b'sefer Taras l'kim mefarash. There are a few expressions. Mefarash, v'som sechel, vayavin b'mikra. Amar av ika bar av. I'm reading the Gemara in Masechta Megillah. Afkim lamar aleph. Amar av chananul. Amar av. May l'chse vayikru b'sefer Taras l'kim mefarash. V'som sechel vayavin b'mikra. Vayikru b'sefer Taras l'kim ze mikra. Okay, he read the pasuk. Mefarash. The word mefarash means the targum, because the targum is also halacha lemoshe misinai. It's also given at Sinai the targum. So the word mefarash means he read the targum. The som sechel elu hapesukim, where the pasuk ends. When you read a pasuk about korei, the most important thing in laning after you get the ivarite is know where the pasuk ends. Right? That's like the most. I once was at a very stark musa shmuz when I used to lane. And I didn't stop for the pasuk. I used to have tinnitus. You do all the fancy trop. Doesn't make any. That's not so important. The most important thing for the Baal Korei to do is to stop, to pause at the end of each pasuk, or to indicate in the nigun that the pasuk ends here. That's som sechel. It's a gemara. Vayavinu b'mikra elu piskei ta'amim. This is the trap. Okay, the piskei ta'amim is the breaking up of the cantillation, the notes, the musical notes. The musical notes connect different pieces of the pasuk together. An esnachta, a zokef katon, zokef gadol. There are different. There are some trap that are mesharsim, and there are some which are mafsikim. Each. And that's a critical to understand the pasuk, how the tradition, how we read it. The amulah, some say yeshem, some say elu hamosores. What's the mosores? Kri v'chsev. Like this week's parasha. Yodov, yodov, yodov. This week's parasha, vayifresh, Aaron, as it says in the Torah, yodov. But if you read the yodov, you're wrong. It's a kri v'chsev, it's yodov. You have to read it. Anything else in this week's parasha? Yodov, yodov. Not sure. We have these are, so this is what the pasuk is alluding to. We have here the mikra, the targum, the soif pasuk, the ta'amim, and the mesora. The mesora is the kri v'chsev. All of this is being taught by Ezra to the tzibur. Okay, so we will stop here with pasuk tes.